This is Shir 40 in our series on Avodas HaBetochen. In our previous structural evaluation, we established Ma'imento Chiddush regarding the Machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in Brachos 35b. We proved through a wide array of classical authorities that the core underlying engine enabling Rashbi to hold his radical position, completely rejecting natural shtadlis, was fundamentally his unique astronomical level of Betochen. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai inhabited a frequency of total flawless shlemus in his reliance on Hashem, because his trust had achieved the threshold of absolute structural certainty, vaday, his physical livelihood was miraculously guaranteed without the intervention of earthly careers. To systematically dismantle the fierce contradictions surrounding the Zohar's restrictions on savings, we must look at the Sefer Birchas Ma'adech L'Chaim, by Rabbi Chaim Pelagi. He introduces a profound resolution preserved inside an authoritative work titled Sefer Kevod Chachamim. This teaching uncovers a critical textual harmonization, the Mechilta, that we brought down in the past year. We previously analyzed the restrictive drush on the Mechilta on the verse Dvar Yoyim B'Yoyimai, which rules that a person is fundamentally unauthorized to prepare or store food from one calendar day to the next. The Sefer Kevod Chachamim dictates that this is a highly restrictive drasha that reflects a singular elite opinion of only Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Conversely, Rabbi Shmuel, who stands upon the baseline matrix of Haneg Bohem Minag Derech Eretz, engaging standardly in the worldly occupation, flatly rejects this drasha. Rabbi Shmuel holds that a person is fully required to engage in regular industry, structuring their life so that their Torah is keva, primary, and their derech eretz, their work, is arai, secondary. The Sefer Kevod Chachamim uncovers a brilliant historical loop. Because the Holy Zohar was authored directly by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Zohar naturally codifies Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's own specialized spiritual shita. It is exclusively within Rashbi's unique reality that the physical act of cooking or holding resources from today for tomorrow is labeled an unauthorized spiritual infraction. This specific uncompromising frequency was never intended to serve as a baseline directive for the Haman Am, for the general public. Rabbi Shmuel explicitly maintains that in instructing ordinary people to adopt total daily passivity is completely improper. This exact position that we are taking is verified by the Chasam Sefer Michul Kaisai that we brought back down last year, the Sefer Or LeZion by Rav Ben Zion Abishol, Chachmai Musar, page 230, and the Haflah in his classical commentary, Sefer HaMikna, at the end of Maseches Kedushin. To anchor this paradigm, we return to the majestic conclusion of the same Mechilta regarding the purpose of daily provision. Mekan hoyo Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Lainisno Toiro Ledroish Elo Ichlamon. Shimon Yochai used to say, the Torah was only given to be studied and interpreted by those who consumed the mon. Shimon Bar Yochai uncovers a cosmic law. The Torah was given with the explicit built-in structural expectation that its students would fully inhabit the frequency of the Eichle Haman. If a person stands completely dedicated as being Yoshev Adairish, sitting and single-mindedly learning Torah, entirely blind to how their food, clothing, or physical shelter will manifest tomorrow, they must not worry. They are backed by an ironclad divine promise and avtacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will seamlessly materialize their clothing and food from an independent channel. This is the exact realization of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's position in the Gemara, that a master of Betochen will have his worldly labor performed effortlessly by others. Rav Yisrael Salanter is brought down in Koyach Ve'or, Perek 11, refines the exact spiritual properties of the mon frequency. He explains that the elite lifestyle of the Eichle Haman was fundamentally not born out of intellectual Torah study alone. Rather, their reality was defined by an intricate twin-like synthesis. Their Torah was flawlessly Meshulavos Yachad, intertwined together with an intense experiential Yiras Hashem. Because these two elements operate as a perfect spiritual twins inside their hearts, Hashem naturally mirrored their state by drawing down effortlessly Parnassah. This definition unknots a parallel classical difficulty in the Mishnah Halachos, Chelek 10, Siman 34, by Rabbi Menashe Klein. He He analyzed why Rashi ben Chai is the singular authority in Yuma 76, who hands down the famous parable of the king and his son to explain why the mon fell in daily increments, as we brought down in the past year. Menashe Klein delivers a beautiful unified resolution. The passage in Yuma is once again Rashi ben Chai going according to his own specialized shita. Rashi expects a baseline of total day-to-day immediacy, entirely free from forward-thinking planning. As Rabbi Yochanan codifies on that exact page in Yuma, the explicit pedagogical target of the daily mon was Nimtzu Mikavnin Es Libom LaAvihem Shabbat Shemayim Kol Yoyim. They were found dynamically directing their hearts toward their Father in Heaven every single day. This exact daily direction of the heart is the precise literal language used by the Zohar. Therefore, because Hillel Zaken operate in the same rarefied altitude of trust, we can state a definitive conclusion. Hillel's master level midah was a literal application of Shem Rechai's frequency. Sorry, both of them stood completely shalem in their midas habetachon, completely vaday. To finalize this entire module, though, and establish a baseline practical law for us, we must outline where the contemporary public stands. Okay, we hold like Rabbi Yishmael. In practical halacha, we do not rule in accordance with the elite supernatural tract of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Consequently, we do not rule like the real-time passivity of Hillel Zaken either. As the Mishnah Berurah rules, the average developing person is fully expected to step into the natural tracks of Hishtalos. You are strictly commanded to prepare for Shabbos early in the week, and you are not expected to be makbid on the Zohar's daily storage restrictions. The verdict of the Aruch HaShulchan. In his definitive code, the Aruch HaShulchan writes explicitly regarding the mystical law against carrying food over from day to day. Ein nizarim b'zeh, he says. They're simply not careful regarding this stringency nowadays. While the Aruch HaShulchan leaves this reality uncompromised without providing a technical explanation, our systematic textual review uncovers a definitive reason. We're simply not on the astronomical spiritual altitude of Rashi ben Chai. Therefore, it requires deep continuing rabbinic analysis, tzarchiyin, to dissect why the Mishnah Berurah chose to bring this restrictive Zoharic directive down as straight practical law, if it remains completely unexecutable for ordinary public that functions outside Rav Shimon bar Yochai's frequency. Have a wonderful evening.